There's been disappointment, frustration, in some cases anger and sadness, because everybody wants to see traffic calming measures within the village, but they had expected it to be done, as in previous examples, within a reasonable time scale and without too much disruption. So yes, a lot of disappointment and frustration at this news.
And in terms of the delays, we were anticipating more. How did the community deal with the ones that they had had previously? Because there'd been considerable disruption to people's, you know, driving through the area.
I think there was a bit of confusion early on in that the road signage said roads closed, whereas actually it was only closed fully on one or two days. So I don't think the word had been got out to them well enough. But on the whole, they at first were fine about it. But then when the time frame moved from 3 weeks to 12 weeks, people were getting quite frustrated by it.
So you've had that extended period and now we're going back to see the same work done again. Is there a lack of confidence in the department to get this right, seemingly, as we've had extended periods of work and now we're having to go back and redo some of that?
Yes. I mean, on a more positive, you could take the more positive side, is that because of a site inspection visit, and the DOI had identified that the work was of a substandard quality. So at least it's been spotted now before they've put the final top dressings on and the crossing points. So in that respect, it's good that it's been identified and is going to be corrected.
And thankfully that work will take place after most of the Christmas period.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. So at least there won't be workmen on site during that festive period. There won't be lights or road closures.
And in terms of the commissioner's involvement in the process, are you speaking to residents regularly about what they think about the work? What's been the interaction like with the board and what's going on?
I think initially we were quite surprised at the reaction and the amount of talk that there was about it, because in overall terms, this isn't a huge project, but we have had a lot of feedback through our Facebook page, and we've got quite a good following on our Facebook page. So a lot of interaction and some good input from people came through there. But also, especially at this time of year, we are out about in the community. There's been emails to the clerk when you've been out shopping, or, you know, people have been talking to you about it. So there has been quite a lot of interaction with us.
The work will start again, I suppose. Are you looking forward to all of that work being finished, done, sealed, stamped, delivered at some point next year?
Yes, and that's something that the public, not all of the public, will be aware of, is that this the roadworks currently, it involves the works at Friary Park, some work at the build-out at the bottom of the Ronick Road, and also an improved crossing point near the parish hall. So yes, we are looking forward to it all being finished. And I just hope that the DOI can get some reassurance from their contractors for future projects as much as anything else, the reliability in terms of quality and timescales.